East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
One person has died on the south coast after thunderstorms and heavy rains battered KZN. Disaster management has confirmed that response teams have been deployed following a severe storm that led to widespread flooding. The region was under a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms yesterday. Areas such as Margate through to Oslo Beach and Port Shepston have reported extensive damage to road infrastructure, commercial properties and shopping centres. Here's KZN Cox's spokesperson Senzo Lumzila.
With significant damage taking place in public and private infrastructure, multiple roads are currently obstructed by fallen trees and several sinkholes have formed specifically in the Manaba area. Provincial and municipal disaster management units alongside fire and rescue services are currently on the ground conducting emergency interventions, clearing debris from main arterial routes and performing formal damage assessments. Members of the public are urged to avoid crossing flooded bridges or low-lying roads. They are also urged to stay clear of areas where sinkholes have been identified.
Two men will appear in the Bergville Magistrates Court tomorrow after they allegedly attempted to bribe a KZN police station commander. Officers say a suspect contacted the official on Saturday and arranged a meeting. It had to do with a family member who'd been arrested during an operation the previous night. Authorities say the relative was arrested for allegedly being in possession of an AK-47 assault rifle and 13 rounds of ammunition. During the call, the suspect, who was unknown to the station commander, allegedly hinted at offering money in exchange for the release of his relative. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Paul Magwaza says the station commander agreed to meet the caller at Guatuguza Crossing, where the matter was handled by police.
Due to the nature of the meeting, the station commander deployed police officers close to the meeting point for the purpose of effecting the arrest should the caller give him the bribe money. As prior arranged, the station commander met the person who had called him, and he was accompanied by another person. The two individuals handed over an amount of 12,600 rands to the station commander. In a blink of an eye, police officers sprang into action and arrested the two suspects.
They've been charged for corruption and bribery. And further afield, at least 16 people have died in Indonesia after a bus crash on a busy highway. Authorities say the coach bus slammed into a barrier and overturned near Jakarta this morning. At least a dozen people have been taken to hospital. And on the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms over most parts of KZN today, except along the coast. The storms are accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. It may result in localised flooding and damage to infrastructure and settlements. We've got a high of 27 degrees in Durban, Ladysmith, Pietermaritzburg, Ulundi, Kokstad and Margate, 26 for Newcastle, Mooi River and the Berg, and 29 for Richards Bay. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 4 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.